And I want you to take your Bible and turn to the book of Acts and chapter 8. Acts and chapter 8. One of the little toys that they have from China Group, that's Peggy and John. And this is a funny little thing. You just keep turning it like that and it keeps going down. And I'm like a kid. I keep doing it in my office and it's amazing how it works. And so everybody knows that, you know, the gold here represents heaven, and everybody knows that heaven is a perfect place. But everybody wants to go to heaven, but we can't go there because, see, we have sin. And so God won't let sin get into heaven. And because of sin, we can't get in. And so Jesus Christ shed his blood to pay for our sin so that we could go to heaven. And whenever you believe that he did it for you, that Christ paid for your sins, he makes you as white as snow. He gives you as a free gift everlasting life. So you can know that you're going to heaven because Jesus Christ paid for your sins. Ain't that good? As Freddie Quall would say, ain't that good? Ain't that good? But once you trusted Christ as your Savior, it is the will of God that you grow green and bear fruit and have people trust Christ as Savior. So I saw that, and I'm going to leave it on my desk. And so next time I have some service workers come in here, I'm going to show them this thing here and give the gospel to them. Y'all got any more of those things? You got two left. They're only $150 each. How much? But if you don't have one, I'd get one because I think, man, this is great for the kids. You meet them, you can, this is awesome. I'm entranced by it. I just watch it on my trying to figure out a lot of it, how in the world it works. But God has been good to us, gave us some wonderful meetings, and thank the Lord for all the missionaries. I just wanted to show you something that many people think that, you know, the church is just supposed to sit and look pretty and keep ourselves out of trouble. But there's a reason for us having a church and coming together. So I want you to take your Bible and look there in the book of Acts in chapter 8. And look in verse 1. Verse 1. Just going to read a couple of verses here. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Talking about Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. So we know that there was a church, and it was at Jerusalem. But the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. Well, they hadn't gone yet. They just all huddled together and they didn't go anywhere. They just stayed there. So the Bible says, because he had done told them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, they hadn't gone anywhere. So he says here in the middle part of verse, he says, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they, you know, that were scattered abroad, that was the church. It wasn't the apostle, but it was those that were in the church. Scattered abroad went where? Everywhere, doing what? It was the church that did that. The church did that. And see, if God has to, he can cause us great persecution so that you'd be surprised how that he can close down jobs. You can't pay the homes. You got to move someplace else. Because if we don't do what we're supposed to do, God has a way of scattering us. And he can send us anywhere he wants. And so wherever it is, we're supposed to go and preach the word. But it'd be better if we just did it because we're supposed to and do the right thing. And that's why I think it's good to support missionaries. Now take your Bible and turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 2. The book of Ephesians in chapter 2. And look at this verse, verse 12, where it would break your heart. In verse 12, it makes a statement. This is on page 1251 in a church Bible. And it makes a statement in verse 12 that at that time you were without Christ. You were without Christ. There's people who are without Christ. Everyone in this room, there was a time in our life when we were without Christ. Somebody got the gospel to us. Somehow, some way, you had to hear about it, because you faith cometh by hearing. And if you didn't hear about it, you couldn't trust the Lord. So however it was, whatever means, there was a day when you were without Christ. But now think about this. Being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise. And he see the next word? When you're without Christ, you're without hope. Without Christ, without hope, without God in this world. Is there people still like that in the world? And here we are. We now know we have eternal life, know that we're going to heaven, and there's a lot of people that don't know it. That's why if we can't go into all the world, we're supposed to help send somebody into all the world. And it's neat to have some of these young kids learning to serve the Lord now, whether they're 17 or whether they're 14 or somebody as old as Becca Burns. How old are you anyway? 29. I remember you when you weren't that old. Y'all didn't hear that. Did y'all hear that? Y'all pray for them because they just lost all their support. She only said what George thinks. George just always sits quiet and nice and just smiles. Becca's not that away. I have known him for a long time. I really have. I don't know how long I've known him, but it's been a long time. So I want to show you something. You've probably never seen this before. It's called the wallet trick. It's really not going to be a trick. But what I want you to do is just watch my hand very closely. At no time will it ever leave my wrist. This is you and me. And this is sin. We all have sin on us. God loves us. Now, he hates what we do wrong, but he loves us. You see, my children, when they were born, I love my kids. I don't like what they do wrong. When they do right, they're my kids. When they do wrong, they're Betty's. Now, you can't lose your kids just because they do something wrong. I tried. It won't work. But God loves us, and he hates what we do wrong. And for us to pay for it means eternal separation from God in hell. But God loves us, wants us to go to heaven. And to go to heaven, you have to be perfect, as righteous as God, no sin. No sin can enter into heaven. Heaven is perfect, God is perfect, and we're not. So it doesn't matter what you do, you cannot change your nature. You are a sinner by nature. It's natural for you to sin. You're born with a sinful nature. Now, we don't tell a dog, "Dog, you stopped acting like a dog, and I'll make you a chicken." You don't tell a person, "You stop acting like a sinner and I'll make you a saint." It just doesn't work that way. So a lot of people try to quit all their sins. It's like picking all the apples off of an apple tree. Now you're not an apple tree anymore because I picked all the apples off. You can turn from all your sins and pick all those sins off that tree, but you're still a sinful tree. You produce sin. You see, it's not the fruit that's the problem. It's the root that's the problem. You and I are born with a root problem. I got my sinful nature from my mom and dad. You'll never guess where they got theirs, from their mother and dad. It goes all the way back to two people. Boy, have I got a few words to share with them when I see them. You know, I believe they're going to be in heaven, though. But God, remember, loves us. He just hates what we do wrong. And for us to go to heaven, we've got to be perfect, no sin. And God says you cannot earn eternal life. See, a lot of people think heaven is a reward for being so good. And if you're good enough, look what you're going to get. No, heaven is not a reward. No, it's a place. It's not a state of mind. It's a real place. This hand represents Jesus Christ. You know what I've noticed about a lot of the missionaries that come up here and they do this little wallets thing? They always use the wrong hand. It won't work if you use the wrong hand. You have to use the right hand. See, here you are over here, and you go this way. We always read from the left to the right. Right? That's how you read. So you start over here, and you go this way. So I start over here, go this way. It just makes sense. It's so godly. Because, getting back to this is Christ. He's the Lord. He's God in the flesh. He has no sinful nature, so he doesn't sin. Now, what I was told almost all my life, if I was good, I'd go to heaven. And if I was bad, I'd go to hell. And I guess everybody was bad because I didn't know anybody that was good. So I figured, like most people, well, we'll just get down there and air condition a place, skate around the ice. I did not know that hell, and didn't believe it was a real place. Have you ever heard people say, you've got to be good to go to heaven? Then why aren't they? If you're bad, you're going to hell. Then why do people be bad? Why don't you just stop being bad? Because, you see, they can't. And you'll never be good enough to go to heaven. So Jesus Christ, who had no sin, didn't have to die. But because he loved us, he hates our sin because our sin separates us from him. So Jesus Christ, because he loved us, took all of the sin of all the world, paid for it on the cross. So he paid for my sins and your sins and everybody's sin. And when he paid for our sins, why did he do that? Because, you see, he didn't want us to do it. He didn't want me to pay for my sins. So he came into this world and paid for my sins. And though he paid for my sins, doesn't mean that everybody's going to heaven now because he paid for everybody's sins, everybody's going to heaven. No, God will not force you to go to heaven. He will let you go to heaven, but he won't force you. But the only way you can get there is that you must believe he did that for you. So he came back from the dead and says, the only thing I want you to do to go to heaven is believe I did it for you. See this little thing right here? And if you want to go to heaven, sin is not allowed in heaven. Not even one sin. Not even a lie. That's why Christ died and paid for our sins. So we can go to heaven. But when you trust Christ as your Savior, see, it's like, I am pure as can be, as white as snow, because I don't have any sins to pay for. See, the reason that I am going to heaven is because I have no sins to pay for. Why? He paid for all my sins. Did he pay for your sins? Well then, see, the only thing you have to do to go to heaven is believe he did it for you. You cannot earn eternal life. You cannot work your way to heaven. Because if you could work your way to heaven, Jesus would not have had to die. He'd have never had to die for your sins if there was another way you could get to heaven. So you're either going to have to trust Christ and him alone, or you don't go. You see, God's the one that said there's a heaven, and God says there's a hell. And if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to do it his way. It's not up to you. I had a person tell me one time, well, you go your way and I'll go my way. Oh, no, you don't. You go your way, you ain't going. And it's not my way, it's his way. And all of us have to go his way or nobody goes. So Jesus Christ paid for all of the sins of the world. And all we have to do is believe he did it for us. And he would give us as a free gift everlasting life. We get to go to heaven on what Jesus Christ did for us. Can you handle that? I got to have it where I've asked people after I explain. I says, can you handle that? I says, now stop and think. The reason I know I'm going there is because I know I can't go there. You can't know you're going to heaven until you know you can't go to hell. See, I can't go to hell. Why was I going to hell? Well, I had to pay for my sins. Well, wait a minute. He paid for mine. Well, if he paid for my sins, why should I have to go to hell and pay for my sins? Because he says, if I would believe it, he'd put it to my account. See, I have a payment for my sins. So the reason I can't go to hell is because I don't have any sins to pay for. And what about in the future? He said, boy, you're loaded. You're going to have a whole bunch. I've already committed 59 sins and years of sins since I trust the Lord. He paid for those too. And I still can't go to hell. If I live to be 150 years old, he's already paid for those too. You see, he paid for all of my sins, not some of them. He's not going to come back any time and make another payment for sin. Why? He did it all at one time. In other words, this is the best insurance program you can have, because this is an insurance policy that covers all of your sins. Have you got an insurance policy on your house? You mean the flood is not covered? Wind's not covered? Fire's not covered? You say, well, what have I got? Nothing. Just make the payments. There's no payments to be made. You see, if I had to earn my way to heaven, then I'd have to make payments on it. I'd have to make a payment today by being good. And then tomorrow comes, well, that's no good if I'm not good that day. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ paid for all of my sins. And all I had to do was believe that he did it for me, and he'd give me as a free gift everlasting life. Let's pray, shall we? With heads bowed and eyes closed and no one looking around. I know most of you here have trusted Christ as Savior, but there may be one or two of you that haven't. And I wouldn't want you to go to hell. I would hate for you to walk through those doors in the back and go out into the world to a Christless eternity, because you don't know when you're going to die. But when you understand the gospel, the good news, Christ died for your sins. Will you believe that he did it for you? Can you handle that? It's so simple. You can handle it. If it was hard, I couldn't handle that. But this is easy. All he wants you to do is believe he loves you that much and that he paid for your sins. So I'm going to ask you in just a moment if you'll trust Christ as your Savior. And so I'm going to ask you, if you trust Christ as your Savior, would you let me know by just raising your hand? Raising your hand doesn't save you. Just lets me know that what I said made sense to you. And so I'm going to ask you, will you right now trust Christ as your Savior? And will you raise your hand and let me know that you're believing on Jesus Christ this morning? If you've never done it before, and you'll do it right now, would you just slip your hand up very quickly and put it right back down? Is anyone at all? Anyone at all? If you're watching by internet, right on the screen, you can trust Christ as Savior. Just let us know. Just click it on. Say, yes, I'll trust Christ as my Savior. Father, we are thankful so much for all you've done for us. Thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to have missionaries come, to share, to be with us. And what a blessing it's been. And for all the workers that made it possible. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.